Hi, and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show, brought to you by the Chemo Girls. My name is Lucy Barlow, and with me today is my longtime friend and now partner, Sharon Cruz.
Hi.
And we'd like to thank you for tuning in with us today for our very
first podcast show.
Sharon, can you believe it? We are actually launching this show, our flagship podcast message.
It's unreal. I mean, we never intended to do this, but I'm so excited about it. And the purpose to the podcast is that we're seeking to bring comfort and support to those who are affected by a new cancer diagnosis. And that's either the diagnosee or anyone surrounding them, if you're a caregiver, family member, employer, whatever. We hope to address your concerns.
That's right. We're here for the needs of anyone who, I guess we call them newbies, right, out there in that cancer world. We're going to help as much as we can along this path.
Just want to be a lifeline for you guys. So with that, I guess we should mention that we hope that this will be an interactive experience for you. You'll see that our information is posted. You can find Lucy at
Lucy@mychemococktailandme.com. And you can find Sharon at
Sharon@mychemococktailandme.com. And what we would love for you guys to do is provide some feedback and make some suggestions about show topics that would be relevant and helpful to your life.
So. Yes, we want to hear from you because that's what we're all about. I guess we need to tell them a little bit about ourselves, huh, Sharon?
Yeah, you
while
go,
we're
sister.
Doing this.
That's right.
Well, you go ahead. Let me let you go first, and I'll follow in after you.
Okay. Well, I am a cancer survivor. I had breast cancer 10 years ago. At that time, I was a newlywed, hoping to have children soon, and I was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of cancer. So to make a long story short, we did surgeries and very aggressive chemotherapy, radiation, and more surgeries, and that's my story. My life since then is full of a wonderful marriage. I have children now, and life after chemo has been sweeter for me.
There you go.
And Lucy?
Well, Sharon and I have been very good friends for a long time. We share the same profession. We're both speech pathologists, and we have cried together and laughed together about clients and our field of work. And little did I know that 8.5 years later, I would be diagnosed with a cancerous tumor as well. And Sharon was my mentor. She was there. She was holding my hand. She was calling me almost every day. Okay, what's going on? All right, what are the test results saying? Okay, what's next? What's next? And during the process of that whole thing, I called a vision that Sharon had in her spirit for a long time.
Right.
And why don't you share that with them?
Well, it had really nagged at me whenever I would hear about someone who would be soon starting chemotherapy, that it just seemed like my experience could be for a greater purpose. I really wanted people to be aware of things that would make their experience better, learn from the wisdom, not have to reinvent the wheel. And
you kind of figure these things out at the end of the chemo process, don't you?
Treatment 5, I was ready. I was in there. So, yeah, you'd like for someone to walk in for the first treatment, knowing what to expect.
Tell us about that first day that you knew you had a mission.
Oh, goodness. There was a lady in our community that was going to be starting chemotherapy. It was a Friday morning at 10. I knew that. And so I went to bed aching and rolling around with the chemo ache and woke up with the same chemo ache and just kind of said, God, what can I do for her? And he ran through my mind all these scenarios of people over the past 10 years that had come in my office or in my home with news of someone in their life who would soon be starting chemotherapy. And they would have this deer in the headlights look on their face and just be pleading, what can I do for them? And, you know, the strange thing is I'd sit them down and I'd tell them.
Yeah.
So very calmly, the words came to me, honey, you know what to do.
That's right.
So I got up and pulled together items and took them to her just in time for that first treatment with sort of an explanation of when to use these things. And it was received really, really well. And if you remember, I told you about it at that time.
You told me many times about it.
Yeah, Lucy has been my mentor since I graduated from college. When I graduated as speech pathologist, we're required to have someone supervise us for a year before we get our killer credentials
there
that we've worked for all along.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Lucy and I became linked in the beginning. So I often shared with her the important moments in my life, and she encouraged me when I told her about this to, you know, this would be great for people that don't know what to do, you know, for their newbie.
I told you many times, that's a great idea, Sharon. You
yes.
need to do something with this. It's powerful.
That's right.
And so fast forward a few years, I am diagnosed, and I had this lonely little day in the waiting room waiting for treatment one day, and I had an epiphany moment. I saw a little frail lady who looked helpless, and in a blink of an eye, I knew what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
I got in my car. I called Sharon. I said, hey, I know what you want to do. I got a glimpse. you want a helper, a partner? She said, heck yeah.
Yeah, girl, let's do it.
And so for the last couple of years, we've been busy, busy, busy women putting together support systems for women that are facing breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And this podcast is birthed out of
that effort.
Yes. Sharon, tell our audience out there about the newbies, the ladies that we are meeting mm-hmm. that has led us to this point where we know that we know that we know that we have to do this podcast system because there's something missing out there.
Well, it's, you know, when you are diagnosed, and quite frankly, this podcast is going to be for anyone, any diagnosis.
That's right.
But we have had a lot of experience dealing with ladies who have a fresh diagnosis of breast cancer, and it's just an isolating thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you have a large support system around you or not.
Yes.
You're alone in that diagnosis.
That's
the
right.
cancer's in your body. And quite often the people around you, again, they do not know how to support you. They haven't been there, and so you feel so alone.
Yes.
And really, the podcast is just an answer.
That's right.
To that deafening silence that surrounds you and just engulfs you at that time. We just want to be there.
That's right. And some of the women that we have met with and consoled with, after spending a little bit of time and sharing our stories and sharing some of the things that we experienced, the depth of the treatment that you went through, at the very end, we get this unanimous sort of statement, and it's like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here.
And I wish you were going to be there tomorrow morning when I get up. We've heard that too.
So, sister, we're going to be there in the morning.
Now we're going to be there in the morning when you need us.
That's right.
So,
well, we're here to support you and your needs. We need to have feedback. So don't forget Sharon at mychemococktailandme.com or Lucy at mychemococktailandme.com. We have some great people that are lined up for interviews.
That's right.
You're going to be blown away with the testimony and the life experience and the knowledge that we're going to bring to you with some of our folks that we have on the docket for interview.
Sure, because, you know, there will be questions you'll have that we will not be
That's
able
right.
to answer, but we will find someone who can do that for you.
That's right. And there's topics out there that we probably haven't even thought about, and we've got pretty good list, but let us hear from you. Let us know your needs. That's why we are here.
That's right. And, you know, we want the tone of the show to be uplifting. We do want to be a lifeline, and this is serious subject matter, but we can be a little bit irreverent. Mm. So kind of brace yourself.
Really?
Go figure. And the other thing, toward the end of the show, we're going to kind of wrap up with our...
not just surviving, but thriving tidbit of the day.
That's right.
And I love that.
I do too.
You know, sometimes we can have a really rough day, and we can feel very discouraged. We can feel very hopeless. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids are getting on our nerves, or you know, there's just been too much to do at work. You can't get done. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I think that you can always find a moment that you can grab hold on and cherish, mm-hmm. and recognize that that is your why in life. This is why I fight. This is why I fought through cancer.
Sure.
That's my purpose on this world.
Right. And even the simplest, tiniest things are life-giving. Little choices that we make every day to either function in the mundane, mm-hmm. or step out and soak up and drink in just a little bit of life.
Mm, love those words.
Mm, thank you.
You're just a poet and you don't know it.
That's right. So, Lucy, do you have a tidbit for today?
I do have a tidbit of the day.
Okay.
And it happened when we were on our way today to this wonderful recording studio mm-hmm. that we
Go
are
Brandon.
At right now. And we'd like to thank our very good friend, Brandon, for recording us today. Mm-hmm. And I was driving through the country, and it's just beautiful scenery. It's farm country mm-hmm. here in Southeast Georgia. And I looked over to the right, and there was a huge field that had been planted with probably an alfalfa plant mm-hmm. between the season sort of fertilizing plant for a crop. And it was vibrantly green, mm-hmm. and drizzles of rain began to fall down on my windshield, and I came up on a little cluster of just beautiful yellow wildflowers, mm-hmm. and I had to roll down my window just so I could smell that green grass and smell the rain coming down and just get a little glimpse of those little wildflowers as I came by. And I was just reminded of the beauty of nature mm-hmm. and just the kiss of life that's just all around us.
Girl, that's exactly what we're talking about. So, guys, today, reach out and grab hold of life like that.
That's
Recognize
right.
that it's all around you. Take it in.
That's right.
So this looks like it's a wrap.
That's right.
Our first show,
our
girl.
First one. I'm going to high-five you here. It's been great being with you today. Come and join us again. We'll be talking about a very serious topic next time.
Sure.
Validation.
Serious. That's such a big word.
What does that mean anyway, Sharon?
It just means kind of addressing how you're feeling and giving it the big okay.
Okay.
The big okay.
And that's great. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to you about being okay on our next show.
All right.
So until then,
this is Sharon
and Lucy,
the Chemo Girls,
wishing you a very blessed and purpose-filled day.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.